Trump meets with France's Macron, Ukraine's Zelensky in Paris. President-elect Donald Trump met with French President Emmanuel Macron and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Élysée Presidential Palace in Paris on Saturday evening. Macron was seen giving a thumbs up as Trump and Zelensky flanked him for a photo opportunity at the presidential palace. Macron had planned to meet with Zelensky, and the French president's office said he proposed a three-way meeting shortly before Trump's arrival. Their meeting comes as Trump has signaled he would prefer to quickly negotiate an end to the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, but with questions remaining about how he would halt the fighting. "We all want this war to end as soon as possible and in a just way," Zelensky wrote in a statement on X following the meeting. "We spoke about our people, the situation on the ground, and a just peace. We agreed to continue working together and keep in contact. Peace through strength is possible. If a ceasefire freezes the conflict along the current battle lines, Russia could retain a sizable swathe of Ukraine's pre-war territory." Zelensky has indicated he would be open to negotiating for a ceasefire if the North Atlantic Treaty Organization extends alliance membership over the parts of Ukraine not currently under Russian control. "If we want to stop the hot phase of the war, we need to take under the NATO umbrella the territory of Ukraine that we have under our control," the Ukrainian president said in a November 29 interview. Zelensky said Ukraine might eventually regain control of the Russian-occupied territory through some diplomatic means. It remains to be seen if Trump will use Zelensky's terms as a starting point for ceasefire talks. Trump has not yet commented on his meeting with Macron and Zelensky. In an effort to build trust with the incoming U.S. administration, Zelensky's top aide Andriy Yermak met key members of Trump's team on a two-day trip earlier this week. Trump and Zelensky are among numerous world leaders gathering in Paris for the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral, after it was severely damaged in a 2019 fire. The December 7 gathering in Paris also comes after France's National Assembly voted on December 4 to remove French Prime Minister Michel Barnier in a no-confidence vote. Macron appointed Barnier to the position in September, but Barnier soon encountered resistance as he pushed a financial plan aimed at curbing France's budget deficit. The ouster of Barnier poses a challenge to Macron's political power. Some lawmakers who supported the no-confidence vote against Barnier have since called for Macron to resign. The French president has insisted he will serve out his term. The Associated Press contributed to this report.